Well, that's it. I'm a dad. I have a son. And I very much have my wife, Jess, to thank for it. She's in hospital. I've just nipped out for some fresh air because
hospitals do that to me.
It's just been amazing for the last couple of hours holding my kid, who is now 2 hours old. Went for the home birth. And it kind of began 7 o'clock yesterday morning when I found out waters had broken and I wasn't to be going to the G20 protest. So we hung around most of the day and the day was pretty normal, apart from the eager anticipation and the awaiting. Then the evening kind of came by and everything started kicking off, contractions. And, you know, I was maintaining the temperature of the birth pool, which did phenomenal pain relief. God knows how exhausted Jess is right now, because I can hardly string a sentence together. She pushed and pushed and pushed. Hours and hours. All through the night. And just, he wouldn't come out. And I was like, well, maybe, I said to the midwives, maybe the umbilical's around his neck or something. Maybe the umbilical's around his neck, because on the photograph that we had, the ultrasound, they had to zoom through the umbilical. And it got to about, what time was it? I have no idea. We were rushed into hospital anyway. We were on standby because moving a certain way and his heartbeat started slowing down, and I don't know if he was being strangled or what was happening. But it was exactly as I thought. He had his umbilical around his neck. Not once, but twice. Incredible. That he appears to have come out of it totally unscathed. I can't remember the name of the technique, but they had to assist the birth, obviously, what with him kind of trying to bungee jump himself back in every time he got close to coming out. And for all the pushing, that was just to find out that afterwards, you know, there was nothing she could do about it. And she's just exhausted. So, luckily, the kind of second ambulance that came, because the first one was turned away, took us into Northampton. And it was amazing. We were whisked in and it was kind of horrible. Oh, everything you didn't want at a birth, you know. People running around. Flashing lights and beeps and machines that you look like they're at some kind of 70s sci-fi film. And then crying. And that was it. I was in bits. Still am, I guess. Just very, very thankful. He's been checked over. He's obviously got a circular bruise on his head where he was pulled out at force. But the look on like three people's faces when they kind of saw that the umbilical had been holding back this whole time, it was just phenomenal. So glad that I was there to see it all, that I was awake the whole night, and just the adrenaline in the last few minutes, you know, just made you feel like you weren't even tired. I'm tired now. Baby's asleep. So is Jess, and I'm just going to wait until she's cleared. He was a big boy. He was a big boy, longer than the average kid, allegedly, apparently. And I think we'll be out of here in a few hours, maybe 2 o'clock today. So I'm just going to maybe doze in a chair and hang out in my new family.